now for Glenn Macnow to take over the stage. It's his five takeaways, a weekly feature here on Eagles 360. I enjoy it. You enjoy it. Let's see what you got.
Oh, that's it? You're leaving it? I'm here by myself now?
Zip. Yeah.
Your comment.
Of course
I always want your comments. Number one, and this is the one we've been waiting for, Carson Wentz's first fourth quarter win. How nice was that to see? Falcons hold a 15-13 lead in the fourth quarter, kind of early, but still, 8-play, 76-yard drive for the touchdown. He was 5-for-5, 42 yards on the drive. This was not the last-minute Favreian dramatic kind of drive, but it counts. He hadn't done it in the fourth quarter. He did it. That was really nice to see. And also nice to see him playing so well at the beginning of the game, completed his first 8 passes.
On a touchdown drive on the first possession. You know what? Would be nice to read about that in the Philadelphia media, hear about that on Philadelphia Sports Talk Radio, okay? How about that?
That's him taking the shots,
story.
Okay? I am not ripping
the
media.
That's a big story, and the Eagles came back and won the game. That's the big story this week.
Okay. Am I the first to say that?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. All right, here you go. Number two. Rookies are contributing. And Wentz, but not just Wentz. We had talked during the week. I told you Wendell Smallwood was one of the guys I thought, let's see him do something. 13 carries, 70 yards. Really nice game by the rookie. Your guy, Vitae, continues to show he's very solid every week. Jalen Mills, he hung in there against Julio Jones. You're going to get beat sometimes. But he fought back, and I was pleased to see that. And Siamalu getting in there, kind of that extra tackle eligible, was in there to block for a lot of plays where they gained a lot of yards. That's five rookies, that really meant something in this game.
Yeah, and Destiny Vallejo plays a lot in the rotation at defensive tackle. So, yeah, 6 rookies contributing quite a bit. Bryce Tregg's also a rookie. Not a lot of playing time, no targets.
Didn't see him. A little disappointed. Didn't see more of him.
But I like the youth stepping up when the Eagles need it.
All right, number three. We talked about Jason Peters, and Jason Peters and the offensive line really had a nice game. A lot of credit to Ryan Matthews for what he contributed and Smallwood. But those holes were created by an offensive line that was really on its game. The linemen were pulling. You saw linemen, you saw Peters, you saw Kelsey, 15, 20 yards up the field making those blocks. That mobility was great to see. You saw Eagles runners getting through the line completely untouched. And the quarterback had good protection. I thought it was all in all an excellent game by the line.
Absolutely agree with you 100%. Huge challenge on Sunday in the raucous environment in Seattle.
All right. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Although they're apparently the Seahawks, it's an overlook game for them. That's what I hear in certain parts. Number four, the defense, at least at home, is a top 5 defense in this league. They've given up 3 touchdowns in the 4 home games, this defense. They were all over it. And it starts, of course, with the defensive line. How nice was it to see Benny Logan back there? I know it didn't show up on the stat sheet, but I thought he was really disrupting there in the middle of the run. You got the pass rush. They only had 2 sacks, but I think it was 6 hurries. I think it was 6 hits on Matt Ryan. I think that the defense, particularly the defensive line, showed up to play at home. Now they got to do it on the road.
Yeah, it's the home field advantage for the Eagles significant this year with 4 huge games coming, Green Bay and then the NFC East rivals. So keep it going at Lincoln Financial Field.
All right, number 5. I really like how Darren Sproles was used on Sunday. You and I have been debating, and the whole town's been debating, can he be your lead back? Can he carry the ball 20 times a game? I think not, but he was open every single time they went to that little pass, that little swing pass. I think he had 6 catches. Most of them seemed to be first downs for me. It was there all day. And this guy has not caught 500 passes in the NFL by accident. Darren Sproles as a receiver out of the backfield, beautiful.
Is Darren Sproles a Hall of Famer?
No. He's, you know what it is? And I always like, there's ways to quantify it. He's in the discussion. You know, they have the various cutdowns. He makes it past the first cutdown, certainly. Maybe makes it to the finalists. No, he's an unusual player who's got some great career stats. I don't think he's a Hall of Famer.
Because he hasn't enough dominant stats in one category?
Yeah, I think because if you ever rank the top 25 players in the NFL in a given year, Darren Sproles isn't going to make it.
Okay. I think
but I don't want to minimize
his
career.
He's a tremendous player.
I say he's not a Hall of Famer. I don't mean to diminish it.
No, he's so hard to categorize for voters who don't appreciate him. I mean, before he came to Philadelphia, how much did you really appreciate Darren Sproles? You didn't watch him that much. You saw him in the playoff game.
I always loved those Saints games with him, yeah.
But really appreciate how great
he's
he is.
He's Eric Metcalf is who he is.
But with a and longer,
Eric Metcalf
more
had a
durable,
great career, not a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, so good list. That's Glenn's five takeaways from the win over the Atlanta Falcons. When we return now on Eagles 360, we hear from head coach Doug Peterson, his weekly one-on-one presented, of course, by Wawa. We're coming right back.